Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
And welcome back. You're listening to Pastor Joe Larson, and this is What's Right, What's Left Radio Ministry, the voice of the Christian resistance. I'm sitting in for Pastor Ernie Sanders, who's out, unfortunately, with the COVID. And we've asked everybody to keep him in prayer, please. As well, there's a lot of prayer needs out there. But, Dan, you were talking about the IDs and the COVID shot, you know, the vaccine passport and all that. But listen to this story. This is from WND.com, our old friend Joe Farah there. Documents reveal feds paid news outlets to praise COVID vaccines. Yep. Mm-hmm. With what we're finding out now over the past couple years that this that they call a vax, and we don't, we call it a bioweapon, can cause kidney injury, myelitis, all kinds of brainstem embolism. I've got a list here. I can't. There's about 1,291 adverse side effects listed in an appendix of a federal report. And this federal report has all kinds of things from central nervous problems, thrombosis, encephalitis, several kinds, foaming at the mouth, facial paralysis, fetal distress syndrome, on and on and on. And it's been revealed now that while you guys were facing COVID, like Pastor Ernie, people were sick and dying, the federal government was paying $1 billion $1 billion of your tax dollars, your money, to promote the vax and talk about how wonderful it was, how safe it was. The Blaze got a Freedom of Information Act procurement, found that the government purchased from the, now these you would understand, ABC, CBS, NBC, oh, as well as CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News, legacy media
Not
publications,
surprising.
New York Post, LA Times, Washington Post, but other things like BuzzFeed News and Newsmax. So here we have two things, Fox News, Newsmax, where most conservatives, Christians go to get news. Turns out they were taking money, your tax money. Government spent $1 billion to have them promote and push vaccines that were not safe and were not effective. Now, I wonder,
you know,
maybe more people
American
will
news.
Understand why I've never trusted my government for 30, 40, 50 years, Jan.
I get it. And you know what? You notice One American News wasn't on that list, correct?
Right. One American News was not on the list.
Interesting. I'll tell you who else the government was paying off and continues to pay off: hospitals.
Yes.
To not only there's a death protocol that's happening right now. And you know, the first question I had for Pastor Ernie is, do you need ivermectin? You need hydroxychloroquine? I got it for you. And that's, I mean, we've got to realize that they are actually lying about the medicines that work, and
mm-hmm.
you know, the vitamins and the zinc and the protocols that actually help you. I remember my own family had COVID, and I said, listen, you want ivermectin? No, I'm not taking the horse medicine. They're lying to people about actually what works, and they're pushing a very, very dangerous thing on them. And again, when you get into a hospital, I know many people that have had this protocol of death. They've lost loved ones. One woman, she was at the Awakening Conference in Canton, which, by the way, is now part of my congressional district I'm running in, as well as Akron. And she said she had five or six members of her family go into the hospital, and only two came out alive. This is ridiculous what they're doing to people, and we've got to stand against it. It's more than medical tyranny. It is more than abuse. We're looking at people that are systematically for financial gain giving people a protocol that leads to their demise. It's got to stop. And one of the things that one of the reasons why I want to run, it's not just to be a vote for the America First policy and to stand with President Trump's policy, but to be a voice, to be someone who will speak out and call it what it is, just like Pastor Ernie did. I'll tell you something about Pastor. I've known him for several decades now, believe it or not. It's been a long time. In fact, when I was just out of high school, I started working in radio, and I would sell radio ads to him. We'd spend, I don't know, 5-10 minutes working on his back when he had a mattress store, working on his ads, and we'd spend about an hour and a half. And I'd say, listen, we're starting a pro-life group at Cleveland State. He'd talk to me about being bold and being courageous. The thing that I've known about Pastor Ernie, not only has he been a leader, not only has he been a mentor of mine, but he's always been on the forefront of whatever issue it is. I mean, whether it's, I remember the Branch Davidian Waco issue, he'd be showing videos about it before anybody knew what it was. He's the guy that's calling out the bioweapon before anybody knew what it was. He's on the forefront because he does his homework, and he's not afraid to say the truth. And I just want to say publicly, I'm just very grateful, and I'm grateful to those that support this ministry, because he really is a voice of the Christian resistance. He really is someone where you can get the information, because he's bringing on guests, he's bringing in the facts that you just do not get on all those media outlets you just talked about that received billions of our tax dollars to tell people lies about a very, very dangerous bioweapon they call a vaccine.
All right, well, just came out March 2nd, official data. Fully vaccinated account for 9 out of 10 deaths from COVID-19 in England. 4 out of 5 deaths among the triple vaxxed, according to the United Kingdom's Health Security Agency. Mm. They came out there actually telling the truth. They've got a big chart here confirming this. Almost 75% of England is fully vaccinated, and about almost 60% have received a booster shot. And yet, here in America, the top health officials have been saying that, you know, the shots will prevent hospitalization and death. But over in England, the fully vaccinated, they said there were, 9 out of 10. There's a lot of figures on it. And then even hospitalizations, there were about 10,000. There was a period there between January and February. 9,000
not to mention
hospitalizations, and almost 6,700 of them were fully vaxxed. So you see, not only doesn't work, it's deadly.
It is deadly, and I'll tell you what else is we're seeing soccer players that are vaxxed drop like flies all across the globe. We're seeing in Israel, probably one of the most vaxxed nations on earth, have the highest COVID per pop. You know, it would per they by 100,000. However, they're looking at the segment of the population. They're getting COVID more than anybody else. They're up to their fourth shot now.
Yeah,
it's really ridiculous. That's right. By the way, I do want to interject, just because there's someone that may have just joined us, and a lot of times late nighters aren't the early birds, but I'll tell you what, it's worth waking up. On Friday, we're bringing in David Barton from Wall Builders. He is absolutely a rock star. In fact, when I did a syndicated radio show, he was, I believe, my favorite guest. He is just this. It's like drinking from a fire hose. He will give you more facts than you can comprehend, and it's going to show you what we're allowed to do, what the role of Christians are. And I'll tell you, this is the one to invite your pastor to. In fact, yeah, we've got a reduced rate for pastors. It's at f2a.org, faith, F-A-I-T-H, the number 2, action, A-C-T-I-O-N.org, or the shortcut is F like faith, the number 2, A like action.org. Get your tickets. Come to the Weymouth Country Club.
Friday the 11th of March, right?
It's Friday at 7:30 in the morning. We'll serve breakfast at 8:00. It's at the Weymouth Country Club, and it's going to be worth it. This is something that you're going to remember. Bring your kids if you're a homeschooler. This is your history lesson. But it's going to be very entertaining. I'm also going to be speaking and telling people about the fact that I'm running. And I'm running for Congress in the 13th open congressional district. It's the one that the lines were just redrawn last week, so that now That open congressional district will be for the counties of Summit and Northern Stark. It's a wide open district. And so I would just encourage you to pray. Check out my website, JanetFolgerPorter.com. Janet, F-O-L-G-E-R, like the coffee, Folger Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R.com. You can scope it out and come to our breakfast. It's going to be a lot of fun this Friday morning at the Weymouth Country Club at 7:30 in the morning. It's worth it. Bring your pastor. In fact, get a table. You can still do that. And I've opened it up so that people can come. I don't want them to miss it. So you can still get your tickets all the way through Thursday. We'll reserve your meal. It's a full breakfast, and you're gonna be glad you came. Let's just put it that way.
You know, one thing I got to throw in here about David Barton. I was researching a college course that I wrote for Phyllis Schlafly, Eagle Forum, under Eagle Forum University. I think it was the second program she had. And there were some quotes that I talked to David and Wall Builders about, his staff helping me verify. And a couple of things that came out was some of the sources we couldn't, they said, well, we couldn't find. We people have quoted certain books. Long story short, there were some liberals that started buying up some of those original source documents and hiding them and making sure they couldn't be found. And I know David and some of the people down there were busy trying to go and find these original source documents and buy them before they could get, let's say, confiscated and hidden by the left. And then there were a couple people up at Maple River Education Co-op. A couple gentlemen there had, independent small fortunes, and they were busy trying to buy things too. This is how dirty the left in America are. They would get a hold of early books or quotes or articles and buy them up and hide them so they would hide the truth, which is lying by omission. The other side does not play very fair, and people have to realize our enemy loves deceit, loves to lie, will cheat, steal, kill, do whatever it takes to be in power. And they call, you know, the people January 6th insurrectionists, but we are, Janet, and I think you would agree, in the middle of a communist insurrection. They are trying to do a complete takeover of our constitutional republic and replace it with a socialist one world order democracy.
That's spot on. There's no question about it. The thing I want to do, though, is give people some hope, because, you know, Satan is trying to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his goal. That's his agenda. Mm-hmm. That's what he's trying to do. So for all the Christians that are intimidated, that they're afraid, and they cower and they say, well, you know, I'll just wait for the rapture or whatever they may just want to escape this deal. Let me tell you something, that if Satan had the power to kill you, you'd be dead right now.
Right. You'd be long gone.
You're protected. That's right. You're protected by the blood of Jesus, that you put on that armor of God. There's a reason why we have armor, because we're in a battle. We were born on a battlefield. That's why I put it on. In fact, if I put it on every morning before I get out of bed, and if I forget, like I get a thought that it's maybe fear-based or anxiety or maybe something about unforgiveness or whatever it may be, I'm like, oh, I forgot the armor, and I put it on. That's what it's for. You put the armor on. And I believe
greater is he that is within you and me than he that is out there in the world. We cannot forget
that. That's right.
That.
And we're supposed to occupy until he comes. Whatever happened to that part? What we've done is we've sat back and let the Marxists run the country. And we wonder why, you know, we've got these Philistines that occupy. Well, you know what we need to do? We need to do what David did and say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that dare defy the armies of the living God? We need to take back the land. We need to occupy. And I just want to encourage people that, we're facing a Marxist insurrection. You know what? We have as we're sworn to uphold the Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic. We've got domestic enemies like we've never seen. But I believe, I was just reading this morning about Ronald Reagan's approach to communism. You know what his battle plan was? Here's what his strategy. Here's his objective of his military strategy and his strategy against communism. It is, we win, they lose. we need to get back to that right now. We need to stand as he did, you know, the Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Well, you know what? We need to have that kind of boldness. You know, I remember when Ronald Reagan said those words, there were handlers that took it out of his speech 3 or 4 times, and he put it in and he made it stronger than it was originally.
He didn't let the establishment trying to change it.
That's right. He wasn't affected by the swamp creatures. You know who else isn't affected by the swamp? That's President Trump. And and we got to get this guy back because he, you know, you mentioned Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis Schlafly of Eagle Forum was a very dear friend of mine. And a mentor of mine as well. She just was just an incredible friend.
We have more in common than you realize. Yeah, we were good
friends.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. Yeah, she was quite a lady. She was amazing. Yeah, I got to tell you, we worked on many projects together, and whatever idea, whatever it was I came up with, she had already done it. You know what I mean? I thought, I've got this original idea. We're going to send rattles to Congress, shake the nation back to life, and she's already done something like that. I'm like, oh, my goodness. She was absolutely amazing, amazing woman.
Her son's a pretty neat guy, too. He helped me. We were putting together, helped me put together some homeschool programs. And
are you talking about Andy? Andy's a good friend of mine
as
well.
He helped a great deal with that. We wrote some neat stuff, and it's a great family, wonderful people. I was just, when you were talking, I'm looking at this list. Almost everything the Lord asks us to do outside of the Ten Commandments, I mean, he starts off, you know, the biggest thing is obey me. But the action verbs, we are to pray, we are to testify, to witness, to exhort, storm the gates of hell, expose the works of darkness, save those that are being led to slaughter and drawn to death. We are to fight the fight, stand in the gap, run to the battle, occupy, rebuke, reprove, visit the sick, prison, feed, love, obey, stand. Everything he, you know, throws out there is this tremendous list of action words. That's when I started with tonight. Be ye a doer, and God says a doer of his word, a doer of the work, and that work is what? As you do unto the least of these, my brethren, you do unto me. In other words, how you treat other people is how you are actually, you are literally treating Jesus by how you treat the sick, the weak, the infirm, those that need help, and then to be a doer of his law. That's an odd word, doer of the law, not just obedient to the law, but a doer of it. Do you want to take a guess at what that difference is? I think you know.
The difference between what? Obeying
just
the law,
obeying
and, being
the law
of?
And being a doer of the law.
Go ahead.
No, you don't want to take a guess on that one.
I just want to make sure that you get it right. So let's just check. Let's just check on you here.
when you're just obedient, you're going along. When you're a doer of the law, you promote the law. When you come to the time somebody's doing something wrong, you rebuke it, you reprove it, which is a mild no correct. And if they don't listen, then you rebuke. God says, thou shall not, must not, cannot. And if you're a doer of the law, you are out there promoting God's law, telling others about it, how we should follow it, how important it is, not just obeying it yourself, but testifying of it, preaching of it. That's the difference.
Well, it's kind of like those people who say, you know, I'm pro-life, and I'm not going to have an abortion, and that's all I need to do.
Right,
versus those that come out and say, you know what, we're going to stop the killing. And it's like saying, you know, I'm against slavery. I'm not going to own a slave, so that's good enough. No, you need to fight slavery. That's the difference. I get what you mean. But, you know, one of the things I was thinking might be a way to put our faith to action. I don't know if you can open up the phone lines, but I feel like giving away some tickets. I want to make sure that this place is filled. It's Weymouth Country Club. This coming Friday at 7:30, when David Barton's going to speak at our Faith to Action breakfast, I'd love to, especially if you're a pastor, I want to give you a free ticket. So anybody that calls, in fact, what are you doing, Pastor? You busy on Friday? You can come be a guest at this breakfast. Be my guest.
I'm afraid I'm a little far away.
You're a little away. We're in Michigan, is it?
I'm way out in Missouri on a farm
Missouri.
In the middle of nowhere.
That's right.
Hey, I'll open the phones, but
let
me do one quick story that I want to get in, because the news has tried to totally ignore the People's Convoy that's surrounding D.C. And this group has come in and make sure you go to the peoplesconvoy.org, peoplesconvoy.org, and you can also go to wepatriot.org, wepatriot.org for news. These trucks are trying not to do like they did in Canada, causing harm by blocking, keeping people from being able to get from one place to another, but they are trying to, you know, drive slowly around the beltway, trying to get attention. And they're saying, really, this is our last shot at creating change. These people have given of their own time, their own money. They're driving empty rigs there. They are trying to help save your freedom, folks. They need your support. The freedoms are being taken away, and these people have given many, many days. Right now, just the fuel, the cost of the fuel, how much it's gone up, it's really hurting these people, and they need all the help and support they can get. We need to back them up. We need to make sure that all this has not been in vain because this war in Ukraine started. We, the American people, can focus on more than one thing at a time. The news, yes, Ukraine's important and everything going on, but there are all these other things going on that are equally important, and we need to pay attention to it. So be sure and check out the People's Convoy, support them, pray for them. They're there, and I've always been afraid that the government would turn on them and try and charge them with being insurrectionists. So keep them in prayer and do what you can, especially if you're near the D.C. area, you know, show up and support. And I guess we can go ahead and open up the phone lines then.
I just wanted to respond that I'm very grateful you brought that up, because these really are those that are just as in Canada, they were the champions standing for freedom. We saw that the tyrannical government just put a chokehold on them, and you know, some that are still in jail as a result. I'm told that they stood against this vaccine mandate, and what they're doing. I'm looking at the website now that they're it's time to end the declaration of national emergency concerning the COVID-19 pandemic and restore our nation's constitution. I think truckers are heroes. You know what? They are the circulatory system of the body of America. Without trucks, they're the ones that bring you everything you eat. They're the ones that bring you everything you buy. Without the trucks, you don't have goods and services. Talk about supply chain. They're the ones who deliver it. And they are heroic, and even in the worst of the pandemic, they were there doing their jobs. And I just want to say I stand with those freedom loving truckers. My father was a trucker. They're America, and they do need our prayers. And you're right that what the government wants to do is set it up like a January 6th entrapment to try and you know, plan something. You know what they did in Canada is they had, you know, they highlighted they planted. I mean, you look for people to plant a swastika and say, oh, you're white supremacist. And, oh, you're all these things. And engage
January
in some 6th kind
year,
of violence.
Our own FBI did the same thing to the January 6th protesters.
Oh yeah, they were waving them into the Capitol. I was there. They were waving them in and acting like that's perfectly opening the door for them. It's absolutely absurd. And so we just do need to pray for the truckers, pray for freedom, and pray against any kind of tyrannical pushback and entrapment that we saw in the January 6th thing. We've got to make sure that this doesn't happen to our heroic truckers. So I appreciate that.
Amen.
And yeah, I would like to give some breakfast tickets away, because this is something people aren't going to want to miss. And I'm happy to buy you breakfast. If you want to say the first caller, what do you want to do? But if you're a pastor, I just want to say first the pastors, you get the first bid.
If
we get a pastor.
All right. First pastor, call in at 888-677-9673, 1-888-677-9673, and call in and have some questions for Jan Porter. I just wanted to throw one other thing. Remember, the Democrats, the demon rats were very supportive of the way Trudeau brought in that martial law, came down and arrested and called those people insurrectionists and terrorists and all kinds of unconstitutional things.
I think we have somebody on the line. Is it John, you say? Okay, can you hear from John?
Yes, I agree with all the disgusting policies of, I think, bipartisan, Republican and Republican-crat policies of supporting these, forcing people to take the poison jab. But more than that, I think people have got to get some real alternatives to the Republicans and the Republicrats. And I've seen it on globalresearch.ca website, and an article they've got on there that is the most compact and
cut him out. What happened to John? Too bad. I want to hear what he has to say. John, call back if we've missed you. You still there? Man, what he was saying is right. And honestly, that's the reason why I'm running, is because there has become a uniparty. That there are those, as you talked about, those that obey the law or those that promote it. Well, I'll just say that what happens is we're headed, as a nation, we're headed off a cliff. And the Democrats are doing the pushing. They're doing what they can to push us off the cliff. And the Republicans, they say, well, we'll slow it down. We'll slow down the demise of America. No, we need to stop it. We need to reverse it. We need to turn it around. And that's what needs to happen. And you're right, John. That's one of the reasons why I don't think we can afford to hear another Republican give us the promises they give us that mean nothing because they're not backed up by actions. And that's again, the reason why I'm running. If you want to help or find out about what I'm doing, you can go to JanetFolgerPorter.com. If you live in Summit County or the northern part of Stark County, that's Akron and Canton, Maslin, parts of Maslin, you can be a part. And I just want to encourage you to come to breakfast. And John, I'd love to give you a ticket too if you call us back. It's this Friday in Medina. Do we have him?
No, we have Whit on the line.
Whit.
Janet, this is Whit. I've been to some of your events in the past, including the I think it was the 2010 event you had in D.C. At the Lincoln Memorial. Remember that?
You were at the May Day event in Washington.
The May Day event.
God bless you.
And I'm back in Ohio. I'm originally was born in Copley, Ohio. I lived my adult life in Green. Was with the Summit, the Akron Tea Party, and the Ohio Second Amendment Group. And I like to challenge all my old friends back there to come out and support you in the election and come out and meet you at this breakfast in the diner.
Well, thank you so much.
So I'm looking forward to seeing you again. I'm with Pastor Ernie in the church here. I left the country for a while because I didn't think things were going too well. I went to Panama, but I came back and I knew I needed to be back in Geauga County with Pastor Ernie. And I love the man. He's changed my life. I've seen him change so many people's lives. And mentoring you, other people like Coach Dave Dobemeyer, for example. But anyway, all those people out in Summit County, come out. I'd love to see you again. I've been away for a while, but I'm back. And I'd love to meet some of my old friends. So,
well, Whit, are you?
And I look forward
did you
to
already
seeing
get a
you,
ticket,
Janet.
Or are you?
I am in a situation now where I really could use a ticket until I get paid.
You got it.
Okay.
Stay on the line. I want to get your information. I'll get you Great.
We'll be in touch.
What's your last name, Whit? Can I get that from you?
Burns, B-U-R-N-S.
Okay,
yeah,
I will reserve you a seat at the breakfast,
okay.
And I look forward to seeing you. I think it's fantastic.
Fantastic. I look forward to seeing you again, too, Janet. So,
well,
God
anybody
bless,
that traveled all the way to Washington, before the May Day.
Oh, yeah, with another person from the church, another one of the doers of the word, Tracy, and her mother. We drove all the way over. And, I mean, we got some, we're a small remnant church, but, wow, what a you know, tremendous group of people.
You
want to
bring Tracy with you? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if she's working. Maybe I'll get a hold of her. But
well, you bring her if you can.
Works.
But
yeah,
Whit, I got you down. I think it's fantastic.
Okay,
you know, it's
well, thank you, Janet. I look forward to seeing you Friday.
I'll have a place for you. Thank you so much, my friend. And by the way, at that May Day event where we prayed for 8 hours, we prayed for over every one of the seven mountains of influence that God would. And I remember I prayed dealing with life. And it's interesting, and I just now made the connection. We stood there on the Lincoln Memorial praying for our country on May the 1st, May Day, for our nation, crying out to God for our nation in distress in 2010 during the Obama administration. I'll tell you something. It was later that same year where God gave me the idea for the heartbeat bill. I didn't realize that this whole ending of abortion with the heartbeat law in Texas and now being spread all over the country, that was birthed out of that prayer at the Lincoln Memorial on May 1st, 2010. And Whit, I appreciate you reminding me and for going all the way to Washington and to stand with us for our country in distress. Well, we're in distress again. Maybe we need to do another May Day event that people can cry out to God, because He did hear our prayers and we did see a breakthrough. We just got to keep at it.
Hang on to that thought, Jan. We've got to take a short break, folks. We'll be right back after this.
I hear that train a-coming. It's coming around the bend. That train is called judgment, and it's here because of sin. You made the wrong decision. Yes, you rejected Christ. Now that train is arriving, and it's a terrifying sight. There is no use in running, there is no place to go. Now you know you're hurt, you're reaping what you sow. You turned your back on Jesus, didn't care why He died. But now you're really caring. Just listen to you cry. Dying. It's happening near and far. They're waiting now for judgment, and their sins as black as tar. You know you had it coming. You know you can't be free. It's a horrible place to be in, such torment and misery. Now call on the name of Jesus, do it while there's time. He's your only hope now, you're at the end of the line. You may not see tomorrow, your time is running out. Once you're in that hellfire, there ain't no getting out.
Welcome back. This is Pastor Joe sitting in for Pastor Ernie Sanders. You're listening to What's Right, What's Left Radio Ministry, the voice of the Christian resistance. And our special guest tonight, Jan Porter of Faith to Action, and the new candidate for Congress for the Ohio 13th District there in Summit and Stark Counties, Jan Porter. Welcome back, Jan.
Thank you. So glad to be here. And I was hoping maybe we could, I don't know, you want to give a couple more tickets away? Let's do it.
If we can. I was looking at this trucker's declaration while we're waiting for somebody to call in and get one of those tickets. It was very interesting. It talked about how we were truckers and nurses and doctors and cowboys and loggers and mothers, fathers, brothers, you know, just all Americans. And they were saying all they want this idea, let the golden light of liberty burn bright. Let freedom roll. And then that trucker declaration. But the one thing they forgot to mention, our Constitution said our rights and freedoms come from where?
God.
God. And if we ever forget that, like Ronald Reagan said, if we forget we're a nation under God, we're a nation gone under, right?
That's
so
right.
One of the things when you were talking about voting for people running, if they do not understand that concept, we were one nation really, truly under God, that he gave us our freedom, he gave us all these wonderful blessings, that's a person you can't vote for unless they truly believe that our founding fathers basically said our entire system of law, government, all our institutions were based on the Ten Commandments of God and the teaching of the New Testament, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you know, people can refute that. They may not like it, but like the early founding fathers said, hey, this is what we based everything on. We are free. You're welcome to come here because God made us free. God gave us this land, kind of like he gave the children of Israel the promised land. He gave the Christians America, the land of the home, you know, free and the brave, and it was a gift, and we haven't taken very good care of God's gift, have we?
No, we haven't, but you want to know something? It's not game over. There's still time.
That's right.
And this is why I'm running, because God works through remnants, and if we, like I said, if we can end abortion, as we saw in the state of Texas, we can get our country back. And that's what I believe, that we serve the God of the impossible, as our state motto declares, that with God all things are possible. And we're going to find out what Christians are allowed to do, as David Barton spells it out. Even in our past, we learn, and I know Pastor Ernie's talked about the Black Robe Regiment, where it was the pastors who were really overcoming all of the disinformation. You know what? We see that the enemy has the stronghold of the media. They've now got the internet, and there's a chokehold on freedom of speech. But you know what we have they don't have? We have pastors who are champions. I want to honor pastors at this event because they really are God's people who can reach the people who are not otherwise reachable, because they've got the centers of power and influence, but we've got God, and we've got the churches and the pastors who need to understand that they are standing not only legally, historically, constitutionally in their rights to talk about the issues that matter and how Christians need to come out and vote biblically with a biblical worldview. In fact, I remember one pastor, I'll honor him, Pastor John Bouquet, Ashland County. 2015, I was there speaking at his church as I was running against the Senate president who was blocking our heartbeat bill. And he says, you know, I can't tell you who I'm going to vote for unless somebody asks. And there he was standing up at the podium. I'm standing next to him. And he says, well, isn't anybody going to ask? And then so somebody in the congregation says, who are you voting for? And he said, Janet Folger Porter. And I just thought, that's the kind of courage we need from pastors who are willing to stand for those, who are willing to stand for the truth, to stand for the Bible, to stand for the Constitution. And you can come and find out more about what your rights are, what your liberties are that we're not currently using, that we need to employ. And that's going to be this Friday at the Weymouth Country Club. It's a first-class event. It's with David Barton, the founder of Wall Builders. And if you can open up the phone lines, I'll give away more tickets. If not, you can go to f2a.org, faith2action.org, get your tickets before Thursday so that you can come be a part of this event that I believe is going to ignite and empower pastors to make a difference so that we can get our country back and ignite the remnant to put their faith to action.
Well, in fact, even if somebody called in and wanted to get their pastor there, you'd probably go for that, wouldn't you? if they promise
I
to
would.
Drag him in?
I would. They would, but I've just got to have confirmation they're coming because I got to pay for their meal.
Right.
So that I just need to know 100% they'll be there.
To call in to talk to Jan is 1-888-677-9673, 1-888-677-9673. Call in, and Jan feels like handing out some free tickets to this event. And
I do.
I know you will, if you're in that area, want to be there. And while we're waiting, I've got one thing I want to warn the people out there. Be careful. I'm a farmer, a rancher, and found out the Russia supplies most of the fertilizer for this country and a good part of the world. Last year, if you did about 300 acres, it would cost you, if you were planting crops, about $17,000 to fertilize. This year, you're going to pay about double to do half. So you're going to spend about $34,000 to do 150 acres. You're going to spend twice as much for half as much fertilizer. There's some farmers, some people I know already who are not going to plant some crops because they will lose more money by planting, going through the thing. They will not be able to get back. They'll lose more money than if they just let the land go fallow and do nothing. They're actually saving themselves money. This inflation food is going to go up. And I've heard people say the average, I looked it up, was $424 a month. Now, we're talking food, not toilet paper, cleaning products, all that. Just your food, the average for last year was $424. And a lot of people are saying it could cost you $1,000 or more. So start being frugal. It is going to get worse, folks, and we're going to need to get people like Jan Folger elected. We've got some real evil, wicked people in office, and we are going to have to fight them with truth, justice, and God-fearing people. Otherwise, you're going to have a really rough couple years. This will not be over shortly. The bad effects of what's happening are going to last for quite a while, and to fix the mess we're in, it's going to take some time and some really bright, good, God-fearing people. And Jan, that's why I would, if I were back there, I would definitely, knowing you as I do, would be voting for you. We've got to have, and that goes all over out there, folks. Run for office. Be like, you know, don't wait for somebody else to do it. We need real Americans to stand up. God will equip you. If you are willing to go and work for him, I guarantee he will equip you, he will support you, and he will see you through. It's called faith. And if you really have it, then God will be there, and he will equip you to do his will if you're doing it for the right reasons. Would you agree with that?
Amen to that. Amen. And that's a very stark warning. I paid more for groceries than I ever had in my life. And you see, I mean, you've seen the stickers on the gas pumps, too, that Joe Biden pointing. I did that. You know, it's now up to a national average of $4 a gallon. This is crazy.
It's because we are no longer $6, $7 before too long, because the fuel, I was looking at that. Russia is already warning that it's going to be $300 a barrel of oil because they're mad. And that's that was one of the threats. And I believe it's going to go high. I don't know if it'll go that high, but it's going to get a lot worse.
Well, do you miss President Trump yet? All those who decided to sit the election out, do you think that elections have consequences, or maybe not being engaged in elections have consequences, and voter integrity and allowing, you know, theft to take place has consequences? It does. And again, people say, you know, why run? Because, you know, they're stealing elections anyway. Well, I know this, that in a red wave, which I do anticipate coming, it's harder to steal an election in congressional races all across the country. It's harder to steal every race than it is just to steal the presidency, and that's what we saw. in this last election. And so I just want to encourage you, Christians, this is our moment. This could be our finest hour if we rise up now in this very dark time and be a light. We're not supposed to hide it under a bushel. We are that city on a hill, as Reagan talked about from the Bible. This is our moment. If you want to know what you're allowed to do, what churches, what pastors are allowed to do, I just, again, strongly encourage you to come Friday morning at the Weymouth Country Club. And it's there on Route 3, Weymouth Road, Medina. And it's 7:30 in the morning, but you can get your tickets at F like faith, the number 2, the letter A.org, F2A.org. Grab your tickets. Bring your pastor. And if you call in, I'll give you a free ticket, because I really believe this is going to ignite in people a spark that is going to lead to a wildfire of Christians rising up, of them putting their faith to action. And, yeah, taking our country back, and take it from somebody who knows a little bit about seeing God do the impossible. Again, we started 11 years ago with the heartbeat bill, and now 12 years ago, we God gave me the idea. My husband started it by saying, why don't you outlaw abortion while you're here? I mean, that seemed too big. I laughed at him. You know, I'm here anyway, you know. Yeah. And so 2 weeks later, God gave me that idea for the heartbeat bill, which, by the way, I do believe stemmed out of that prayer that we prayed on the Lincoln Memorial there as we gathered together as a nation crying out to God on May 1st, 2010. It was October 2010, just, you know, 9 months later, 10 months later, God gave me that idea. And it is now what he's using to bring the killing to an end, beginning in Texas. The difference in Texas, all the other 14 heartbeat laws, 13 of them had a criminal penalty. But Texas has a civil penalty, which allows for citizens to sue if you violate the Texas heartbeat bill. And you can sue not just the abortionist, but the anybody who aids or abets in the abortion. That's the clinic escort. It's the insurance company that pays for the killing. And so we're seeing 40,000 children saved a year. And so guess what? Once you've seen Goliath fall, there is nobody who can tell you it can't be done. And so I know that those that occupy our land right now are not the ones who need to be running this place. And it needs to be Christians who rise up and replace them. That's
well,
it.
Jim,
you want to know what your five smooth stones are? You go and you vote. Yes, sir.
I was just thinking, everybody's been watching all the news, a lot of these pictures, terrible, terrible pictures of the, you know, soldiers dying, people dying. Oh, okay, we have a caller. What was the name?
Rose.
You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Hello.
Hi.
I'm listening in, and I'm wondering, like, what can one do, like, in the blue state? I mean, you're all the way out in, you know, Ohio. I'm wondering how can, I wanted to get a ticket for my pastor, but yeah, it might be a little too short notice coming from the East Coast.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know what I tell people, you know, when we were in Ohio, was really more of a purple state back in 2010 when we first conceived of this idea. And I'll tell you this, just introducing the bill saved a life before this bill ever passed out of committee. So you can actually save lives just by introducing a bill that declares that not only does abortion stop a beating heart, but with the heartbeat bill, a beating heart will stop abortion. A beating heart will stop abortion. That's right. And so you can save lives just by declaring this. But I'll just tell you, whenever we you remember we brought in the youngest to ever testify. We brought in the ultrasounds, and we showed that baby's beating heart, not only in Ohio and other states, but also in Congress, in the U.S. Congress, in the Judiciary Subcommittee. We showed little baby Lincoln, 18-week-old baby Lincoln. He was there in the committee. The room was silent when his heartbeat was beating there on the screen. Even the protesters were silent. In fact, one of the women who had been disrupted moments before was seen wiping tears from her eyes. So even in New York, introducing a heartbeat bill can reach even the hardest of hearts, and it can reach America. So that's it. You know what I want to tell you is it's being salt and light in this dark and decaying culture. And honestly, that is probably the biggest challenge in the country is in New York and in California and some of these more you know deep blue states. But you want to know something? You awaken the church, and you can take it back.
Yeah, Jan, I got a question real quick. We're getting short on time. Is there a way that's going to be a copy of this that they could get later on, a CD or something of the event?
Yeah, we're filming it, and I intend to make it available to those that are members of Faith to Action. It doesn't cost anything to join. Just click the button to join us, and we'll get you a copy by email, or at least part of the speech.
She can
anyway.
Ask her there. She can get a CD of the event and give it to him.
Yeah, well, we'll make it available by link. We're going to post it up online. You can watch it online. Okay, well, we can certainly burn it. I'm not able to sell. We have an agreement with David that you can actually order his talks right from Wall Builder's website. So I'm not able to sell it, but I will make it available to those that can join our email list. But otherwise, you can get all his materials directly by CD, by video, however you want them, at the Wall Builder's.
We can get one to call her.
Pardon me?
Can. All right. Folks, we're getting to that part of the program, Jan, where we need to do one of the most important things. We need to talk to the people about, you and I have been talking as born-again Christians, but a lot of people haven't accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And with this war going on, I was thinking tonight what to say, and I got to thinking about the Song of Moses back in Exodus 15. Where it talks about God, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. And Moses is talking about the Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him a habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The most important thing we can do, in a way Moses explained it, prepare him a habitation. Well, where does he want to have a habitation? He wants to be in your heart. Jesus said, I am in the Father in me, and I am in you. Well, by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And the only way you can get the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and have God prepare him a habitation and have him be your Lord is to call upon his name, repent of your sins, and repent, be converted that your sins may be blotted out. God, well, if you have a repentant heart, call upon the Father and ask for forgiveness that your sins put Jesus on that cross. The Lord will hear you, he will accept, and he will forgive. And then you ask Jesus to come into your life, to be Lord of your life, all of your life, without reservation. And he will come into your life through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. You will become that born-again believer, a child of the kingdom, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. You will become a literal son or daughter of God himself. And you will become an eternal being. You have God's word on it. And Jan, have you ever met any of the brothers and sisters of born-again believers that has ever regretted being saved, being born again?
Not once. Not once.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.